Buenos dias, senorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people. Hey, Michael, mi amigo. Pay attention, it's show time.
So it is. And what darling people I have sitting under me. Pierre, you rascal, you. Let's put on the show.
Mon ami, I am always ready, as you say, to put on the show. Oh, pardon, madame. That whistle was for my good friend, Fritz.
Ach, to lieber, I almost fell out of my upper perch. Glad to see you all aboard, ashore, or wherever you are. My goodness, you're all staring at us. We better start the show rolling.
Wait, wait. We forgot to wake up the glee club.
What's the number?
I don't really know. You'll have to look it up in the book.
What book? What you mean?
In the local...
You mean the Bible? I don't have a book.
No, in the telephone directory. The local telephone.
Where do I obtain the telephone directory?
Well, where are you calling from?
From Limbo.
Okay, Bob, we want to hear about some real serious Michael stories. I mean, I promised I wouldn't butt in here, but we want to hear about how dumb this guy really is. Tell us, is he really as ugly in person as he is over the phone?
He is not only that ugly, he's even more ugly.
Michael, what do you say about that?
By the way, Paul, you better play that one intact or it's your ass.
Surprise day, surprise day, let's look behind the sky day. Anything can happen and it usually does.
For another week of Film Listed Fun, you're on 761-3330. And now, here is Mr. Movie Maker himself. Let's give him a big round of applause, Mr. Paul Mack.
Who? Amazing. Oh, this must be my place to say good welcome and hi. And thanks for calling the movie line for another week of Film Listed Fun and summer festivities. And thanks for listening to me in this empty place, which is for rent, by the way. And you could say that this tape is for the week of July 15th through the 19th, 1984. And, well, you can also say that we have lots of movie comments and weird, neat things. So let's get on with this.
Nobody Home. I recently saw the movie Bachelor Party starring Tom Hanks. I liked it. It was pretty hilarious, mainly because of Tom Hanks' star, who of course wasn't Splash. He obviously graduated from the Bill Murray School of Acting, and he managed to pull it off in most cases, and he was extremely funny. His girlfriend in the movie, I don't know her name, but she was gorgeous, and that made half the price of admission right there. But the movie overall was a little bit too perverted for any normal taste, and it was a little bit dumb, and I kind of wondered why I paid $5 for it, even though it was funny and Tom Hanks was funny. But some points, it got a little bit out of hand, like when this hooker was about to have sex with a mule. But other than that, for the laughs, I would have paid maybe $2 or $3 for the movie, and it rates pretty much up there in the comedies. The sick comedies, but not even close to Ghostbusters. Also, Nobody Home has a new number in the West Valley. It's now at 999-3000. Everybody, give us a call, won't you? Thank you, Paul, and good night.
Well, hello, this is Mr. Fun from Telefun over here in beautiful Chatsworth, and I'd like to remind all three of the movie line callers, that's Paul, Dave Burbank, and myself, to join us for the Battle of the All-Stars Championship Phone Line Softball Tournament to be held on August 18th, 1984 in Chatsworth Park, 12 noon under the sun, between the DBS Creeps, the Observatory Obs, the Nobody Homebodies, and the Telefun Twins. And possibly, with a little coaxing gang, we can get Paul Mack to be our official announcer. So come on, guys, what do you say? Let's get Paul out there, give him a microphone and a PA.
Right.
And we'll see you there at 12 noon, August 18th, under the sun for the Battle of the Phone Line All-Stars Championship Softball Game.
Wonderful.
Be there!
I love it. Anyway, hey, that's great, Mr. Fun. I think that'll be just swell. All right, you talked me into it. I'll get out there with my microphone. Can't guarantee an amplifier, though. I don't think I need an amplifier. My voice is, it carries, if you know what I mean. I'll just lower it a bit.
How about that? Lowering my voice would be... No, not that kind of lowering. Will you bring it back up?
Thank you. Not that high. That's a little bit too high. Just back down to normal. Thank you very much. Okay, there we go. Yes, so you can come on out August 18th. And, Gene, you know, I'll try to get away from my shooting schedule on my film, The Great Blender Caper. I mean, The Blender Caper. Great Blender Caper. Great geek gods. So anyway, you can bet on that, and there's all kinds of noises in this room. So I think all of you guys out there listening to me now would like to, and gals, I'm sure there are a lot of girls that hear me too, would like to come on out to this thing and check it out, because there's going to be all kinds of phone celebrities out there as well as normal people, and that would give you the opportunity to meet Bob. Mr. Nino Telefun, Dennis DiCrepo, and Brian and Dave over there from Nobody Home. And, well, I know I'm not a phone celebrity, but, well, I'll be there, too, because I'm a normal person. So, anyway, come on out, and if anybody wants to participate or wants to play baseball, get in touch with Bob Ob over there at Observatory, because they're looking for some people, and you can leave your name and number on his input line at 716-9242. And speaking of Mr. Ob, boy, is he ticked off. Boy, is he pissed. I mean, think about it. Him being threatened by the Galactic Guy. Well, we'll find out just what he had to say. So look out, gang. Here comes Obert Bobbert blasting straight from his Gurgle Palace up there in Everglacius, Florida.
I mean, why'd I ever do to you, eh, Bob?
Hey, Michael. What'd you ever do for me? This is Bob Observatory, leaving a rather scathing milkshake, Michael Hollywood, David K. Glendale rebuttal, because I just hate the guys. What can I tell you? I haven't hated anyone as much as I hate those two since Al Brunet shaved his head. And I hated that a lot. A whole lot. But I just want to tell you, Michael, it doesn't matter how many hitmen you send after me, because right now I'm planning your demise here on the Observatory computer. And it says, your brain's a big tilt. And given the chance, Michael, I would easily send you back to your mother and send you far, far away to another planet. I mean, Lucas made planets far, far away. I make yours far, far, far away. And as your galactic goon who's coming after me, you know, it'd be nice if I could look like Toast, because I have self-cleaning hands. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how the grease of his skin drips off me after I choke him to death. I can hardly wait to see you again at the movie premiere, Michael, when I too can break your watch and get revenge. You know, Michael, revenge of the Obji, RRR. Well, Michael, this is my final rebuttal to you, if you're going to rebuttal to me. Next week, you might try it on my line. Yes, what'd you ever do for me, eh, Michael? TVFN, have an observatory day. And, Michael, go soak your head in the peanut butter.
Well, oh, fuck it.
Goodbye for now.
Well, if it didn't look like Obert Bobbert got the last laugh in there, but what's going to happen next week when the Galactic Wang Banger gets his... Excuse me, that was uncalled for. I hereby withdraw that remark. When the Galactic Hitchhiker gets his troops together and interstellactic galactic weird things and just piles on the artillery here to Bob, I would seriously consider leaving the planet. I mean, for reals, okay? Because this guy is definitely has a powerful thing, and he after all, I mean, a guy that drinks Gurgle Blasters, I'd look out for. But anyway, we'll probably hear from Mike next week. And well, gee, I'm just shuddering over here, but I just like to say really quick that I'll take no responsibility for what these guys are saying or for just putting the thing together. I know that I have a little control here. I realize that I can do weird things to my voices.
No matter what you say.
But hey, it's still basically that I'm not involved here. They're leaving the comments, I'm playing them in a type of an order, and you
listen to them.
So let's get on with movie reviews. And gang, don't forget, you can participate Fridays and Saturdays. Want to hear from you, and do it this Friday and Saturday.
For the next 30 seconds, this station will conduct a test of a commercial for the new comedy movie, Top Secret.
Go see Top Secret. It's really funny. It's by the makers of the original Airplane, and it's really terrific. It's rated PG, parental guidance suggested. But then again, that's just a suggestion. So, you know, they're your kids. You go do what you want.
Top Secret, rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
Okay.
Greetings, Paul. I hope you had a happy 4th. This is Eddie from Van Nuys again, leaving my movie comment of the week. Well, this week I saw two movies. One, for one, I saw Karate Kid for a second time. Really good movie, deserves a 10. It's not too good the second time, but it's really good the first time. And the second movie I saw was Bachelor Party. This movie makes hardly any sense. It's a funny movie, but that's all it's good for is a couple laughs. There are a lot of laughs in the movie, which just, it's not really worth the money to go see it, I think. I mean, it's just, there's hardly any plot to it at all. There's hardly anything to it. All it is talking about, basically, your average sex and everything else like that today. It's going to be in the lower rates of the movies. I gave Bachelor Party at least a 3. Well, that's what I have to say, Paul. Hope you had a happy 4th again. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year when we get there. And I will talk to you next week.
Okay, here's a movie review. My name is Dale, and I live in La Cunada. And my movie review is for the movie Cannonball Run 2. If you liked Cannonball Run 1, you will like Cannonball Run 2. However, if you liked Cannonball Run 1, I would suggest you seek psychiatric help, because Cannonball Run 1 was ridiculous, pointless, silly. Cannonball Run 2 is more so, only it's old. They do nothing original. So if you want to see people act like idiots for the second time, then this is the film for you. Burt Reynolds is annoying, Dom DeLuise even more so, and this cast of famous has-beens are not, simply not comedy actors. It is racial, it is annoying, it is loud, it is raucous, and it is overloaded with car crashes. If you're into Saturday morning cartoon violence, this is a great film. Otherwise, I don't know. Plunk down your money and go see Ghostbusters again.
Hi, this is Eric from Santa Monica. I want to talk about Ghostbusters. I thought it was real good. A little disappointed, though. Dan Aykroyd's performance wasn't all that hot. Bill Murray was up to par as usual. And it was a little far-fetched, to say the least, but it was entertaining, nevertheless. So I encourage everyone else to go out and see it. I guess that's about it. Bye.
Movie to go to see this year is Ghostbusters by far. I mean, where else can you see a dickless guy with no brains, okay? I mean, this is just, that was the best movie of the year right there. Probably of the century. And then some of the shit movies on my list, I mean, right up there with the big shit, are Splash. God, I mean, talk about nauseated. Gremlins. I mean, they're good. The list goes on and on. But the movie you're going to see is Ghostbusters. It is a hit movie, okay? And, I mean, it's just great. You can see Dickless and everyone, okay? It's really good. And then you can say,
that much you can tell you.
Hi, Paul. Well, the comment I have is, Ghostbusters was kind of a great movie, don't you think? Well, on my scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 10, or perhaps at the least a 9.75. Okay, bye.
Yo, Buck, this is Dave here. Dave showing up. I just saw Star Trek 3, man. That was such a kick-ass movie. Oh, by the way, Paul Mack kicks ass.
Hi, this is Debbie from Burbank. I would like to comment on the movie Ghostbusters. I saw that movie a couple of weeks ago, and I did not like it that much. It had almost no meaning, creativity, or anything. So, on a scale of 1 to 10, I would rate it a 3, just for its funny parts. Thank you.
Hi, Paul. This is Lance Van Nuys. After seeing Gremlins, the only thing I can say is that it resembles Steven Spielberg meets the Muppets. That's it. Good luck.
Ghostbuster Dan Aykroyd here with an important message for all. Got termites? Call an exterminator. Got ghosts? Call Ghostbusters. From teeny paranormal pixies to gargantuan apparitions, we'll get that ghost to take a hike. We use only the very latest in subatomic neutrino wands operated by highly trained professionals who are prompt, fast, and courteous. Safe even for small children and pets. We own and operate our own ectomobile on call 24 hours a day, including holidays. And if you call right now, we'll include in our basic home service a free poltergeist inspection of your car, truck, camper, or off-road vehicle. But wait, that's not all. We'll also include our leatherette-bound pamphlet of do-it-yourself exorcisms, as well as a lovely full-color Ghostbusters inspection certificate suitable for framing. But there's more. You'll also receive a souvenir sample of your spirit's ectoplasmic residue encased in genuine polypropylene. Come and watch us work in Ghostbusters, the supernatural comedy at movie theaters everywhere. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. If we don't get the ghost, you don't get the bill.
Ghostbusters. They're here to save the world.
Who you gonna call?
That's right, you can go catch Ghostbusters at theaters and drive-ins everywhere. I've seen it at a theater and a drive-in, enjoyed it both times. Yes, gang, this is the film that I highly recommend. The movie sensation of the summer. If you want to see an excellent film with great special effects, a great musical score, great songs, great acting, funny script, good story, the whole works, this is the film to see. Now, a lot of you are saying, well, you like it or you don't, but I personally liked it, okay? On the movie line scale from A to Z, I'm going to have to give it an A for absolutely hilarious, or I could have given it an H for absolutely hilarious, but still, it was A-H, absolutely hilarious, and you're going to catch it because I know that you'll enjoy this kind of a thing, so go see it at the Chinese Theater. Number for information in the 213 area code, 464-8111. I highly recommend Ghostbusters. In my opinion, it's the funniest movie of the summer. Don't go see Top Secret. Poor script, poor acting, poor idea, just was a big waste, and I think the guys who made Airplane had, well, really swilled heads and thought that they can pull this one off, but they didn't, so don't waste your time. And if you'd like to give Ghostbusters a call, call them up, toll free, area code 800-654-1984. That's area code 800-654-1984.
I'd like to leave a comment on Breaking. The movie was fairly good. It was about a bunch of young guys from the ghetto becoming regular dancers. They were judged by these professional persons who judged like ballet and classical, and then they were impressed by the guys in the street dancers, which turned out to be the heroes of the movie. Excellent movie, and I also wanted to say something about the Rhinestone with Dolly Parton and Sylvester Stallone. Was a very good movie too, and it showed how a guy that was a cab driver from the city became a big successful country singer. And both movies I should rate 10 because they're excellent. The acting's good in both of them. And also, I want to know who is this Matt Chow guy anyway? Does anybody know him? Is he would that be Paul Mack, the movie maker? Is that guy related to you or something, or your cousin or something? Sounds awful lot like you.
Never heard of him.
Who are you? Sir, airlock 4 has been opened. A thruster suit is reported missing.
I remember Lieutenant Ilea once mentioning she wore that.
Warning, your emergency evacuation thruster pack has been armed. Push the igniter enable release to begin a 10-second countdown to thruster ignition.
I intend to calculate thruster ignition and acceleration rate to coincide with the opening of the V2 orifice.
I wish I'd known that sooner.
Admiral James T. Kirk,
will risk his crew.
I can't ask you to go any further.
His career.
You do this, you'll never sit in the captain's chair again.
Warp speed.
And his life.
Klingon bird of Bracer. She's arming torpedoes.
Join us on this, the final voyage of the Starship Enterprise. Star Trek III, The Search for Spock. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, that's going to do it this time for another week of Film Listed Fun. Want to thank you all for calling, and well, you know, I've just had more fun than humans could possibly have been allowed to have, but you know, we did it anyway. Why? Because we like ourselves over here at the Movie Line, and I wasn't going to end that one off with MOUSC, but you know, I think that we're really going places here, aren't we, gang? I mean, this is amazing, but just stick around. That's right, stay with us for another month, because in about a month, the Movie Line's going to undergo a little change. Not only will we be celebrating our 75th anniversary special, but soon, short after, we're going to have a brand new number for input. We're going to have extended programming on Fridays and Saturdays, and the Movie Line's just going to have a general brand new sound to it. So stick around. We're going to have all kinds of neat new things when the Movie Line makes its big changeover in about a month or so. So stay with us and be with us here when it happens. Be here where the action is, right here at 761-3330. And other numbers happening with a lot of action might be Telefun out there in the West Valley at area code 818-882-9524. You can call weekly to hear the continuing adventures of the Gopher Twins, and on the weekends you can hear Caller Collage and also participate in that big mess. So you might give that one a call, 882-9524. And if you're out in Orange County and you have nothing else better to do, there's this thing that's really good for curing insomnia, although I know the best cure for that is getting plenty of sleep. You can also dial the Orange County connection by dialing area code 714-680-0894. Lots of fun. And if you're out here and you feel like hearing a lot of ringing and stuff, it's a great entertainment line. Call feedback. You call 765-6000 and you hear all kinds of bizarre nothingness. And I think it's great that he's really keeping up his reputation like he is. Brian, you're doing a great job sometimes, but you do a lot of doo-doo. So just stay with this, gang. This tape's going to repeat eventually. I'm just talking for my health and just to make sure that I still know how. Ed, but we all know that I know how to talk, don't we? So we're going to get on with it. Don't forget, Fridays and Saturdays, gang. This Friday and Saturday, participate. Come on, get off your fat lazy and find out if you can just... Yeah, so I would appreciate it, and thank you very much. And, well, this is Paul saying, boy, it's been a long day. I'm putting down my microphone, and that's it, gang. I'm going home. Good night. See you later. Go ahead. Let's. Before you go, this is the announcer. He's going to say something here. Why, this gets repetitious, doesn't it?
The Movie Line accepts no responsibility for loss of hearing due to high-fidelity programming broadcast over this line. And don't forget, you can write to the Movie Line, care of P.O. Box 2600, Mount Wilson, California, 91023. And don't forget to leave your movie reviews on the Movie Line, Friday and Saturday, at 761-3330. Good night, have a pleasant tomorrow. This broadcast will repeat momentarily.